On the Vocalo Hotline, we've got the soundtrack for your Friday nights. If you need to hear that one song you love or want a dedicated track to that special someone, I'm taking your calls and DMs. Tune in every Friday night at 8, both on WBEZ and Vocalo.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois lawmakers passed a state budget very early this morning, and it ended in bitter fashion for the Chicago Bears. The House and Senate could not agree on a tax incentive package to entice the team to build a new domed stadium in suburban Arlington Heights. And so now the team is still deciding on where it's going to land, Illinois or Indiana. Sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout was on our Say More program this morning and says the Indiana Bears are still a very real possibility.
I have to think, at the way it is right now, if something isn't decided, it could be leaning towards Hammond. I think that Governor Pritzker and Kevin Warren have got to get in a room together to get this thing done.
The Bears are making it clear they are sticking to their own timeline. They say a stadium decision is possible by late spring or early summer. Meantime, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says the city continues to offer the strongest opportunity to retain the Bears. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports Johnson has been railing against a measure that would give property tax breaks to the Bears if they move to Arlington Heights. That plan, though, was dead in the water, with Chicago lawmakers saying they couldn't vote for a bill that would lure a business outside city limits. And then the Senate drafted a last-minute play that would have allowed Cook County municipalities to create their own financing authorities for publicly owned stadiums. That failed to get a vote. Still, Mayor Johnson lauded lawmakers for pushing the new bill. It prioritizes publicly owned stadiums like Soldier Field in Chicago. He says he's looking forward to ongoing negotiations. The Chicago White Sox try to make it 6 wins in a row tonight when they open a 3-game series against the Minnesota Twins. The Sox are riding high off an exciting weekend sweep of the Detroit Tigers. White Sox manager Will Venable says the entire team stepped up.
There was contributions everywhere, which we've seen now for some time, with these guys just continuing to battle, continuing to fight, everyone going out there and, really excited to do their job and put that together and get a nice game.
This is the first time in 5 years the White Sox have entered June with a winning record. They currently sit just one game behind Cleveland for first place in the AL Central. And a couple of notable deaths to talk about. First, Spencer Leake Jr., one of the leaders of the Chicago funeral titan Leake and Sons, has died. He was 56 years old. His family shared the news of his passing in a statement. Leake handled the funerals of notable Chicagoans, including singer Sam Cooke, comedian Bernie Mac, and recently, the Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr. He helped run the family's funeral homes for more than 45 years, and in its statement, the Jackson family commended Leake's compassion, loyalty, and dignity. And former Chicago Blackhawks forward Dennis Hull has died. He was 81 years old. The Silver Jet played 8 seasons with the Blackhawks alongside his brother, Bobby Hull. You're listening to The Rundown. Theater students from Northwestern University are bringing a playful interactive show to an unlikely setting, Chicago's pediatric hospitals. My colleague Courtney Kippers joined the students during a recent performance at Lurie Children's in Streeterville, and she has the story about how the arts can bring a little bit of joy where it's needed most.
4-year-old Gino has just made his way into a colorful playroom on Lurie's 17th floor.
Hi, friend. What's your name?
Gina.
Gino.
Gino.
Nice to meet you, Gino. I'm Happy Camper.
Here, Northwestern senior Laura Fajardo-Riescos is in character as Happy Camper, a cheery outdoor explorer in a forest green hat and a sash full of badges. Gino is shy and sits on his grandma's lap as the performers ask the name of his stuffed black and brown dog. He softly tells them it's Peanut Butter Cup.
Peanut Butter Cup! I love Peanut Butter Cup!
Then they seamlessly dive into their show.
We're so happy to meet you, Gino. And we're so happy to meet you, Peanut Butter Cup.
Kennedy Nassim rounds out the cast of 2 as a friendly ukulele-playing raccoon named Fuzzy. The actors are performing Let's Go Camping, a small-scale interactive show for just Gino and his grandma, Mary Frakes. The show is designed for an audience this small or can be done for a larger group. On this day, the actors didn't know who would show up until they got here. It was all dependent on how kids on the floor were feeling.
Looks like we're ready to play. Looks like we're ready to play.
Frakes said activities like this help break up the long, monotonous afternoons for her grandson, who is undergoing treatment for neuroblastoma, a cancer that develops in a child's nervous system. These next 30 minutes are all about imagining a world beyond these hospital walls, far away in the great outdoors.
Hello, my friends. It's a perfect day for adventuring. Let's go camping. Let's go camping. All right. Today we are going to be junior explorers. See, I've gotten this little envelope.
The show was developed in part by theater professor Elizabeth Brendel Horn while she was still working in Florida. Now, in her first year at Northwestern, she has brought the program here to Chicago.
The way I see it is that we're bending theater, right? We're saying theater can exist in a lot of different spaces. And in this setting, the space is a child's hospital room.
The performances provide young patients a chance for a playful, imaginative escape. But it is also exposing theater students to a wider idea of what they can do with their degree. Fajardo Riescos says classes like this have totally changed her plans. She came into college thinking she'd want to be an actor on screen. Now, as she prepares for graduation, she is entirely focused on theater for young audiences.
I've just realized that there's just so much more that you can do with performance and acting and the art of theater. It isn't just working at massive regional theaters, putting on Broadway-level plays with huge budgets. So I'm leaving Northwestern with the idea of doing things that I love in a way that impacts people no matter the scale.
Back in the Lurie playroom, Gino has come out of his shell a bit, smiling as the actors guide him through an adventure.
Flip, top, water rushing down. Boom, crash, bright flash, muddy on the ground. Whirly, twirly wind, leaves swirling by. Rain in the air, can't wait to get dry.
Along the way, they pull cardboard props from their giant orange backpack and award badges to their young audience member, like
the campfire badge.
Burr, 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 burr. And this one will go right there, because those are the little campfire logs.
Before it's time to go, Fajardo Riescos sings one more song. As she does, Gino's grandmother, Mary Frakes, rocks her young grandson back and forth.
Days, there are highs and there are lows to every single day. After all, every rainbow needs a little rain. After all, every rainbow needs a little rain.
As the show ends, Frakes thanks the cast.
This was really nice, you guys. Thank you.
Of course.
Saying they've helped Gino through the tough afternoon stretch when his medicine kicks in.
It's just a nice diversion from his day. So anything like this, I so appreciate. Yeah.
Gino is tired and ready to head out. So the actors send him off with some music, confident they've done their job in spreading a little joy today.
Bye, Gino.
Courtney Kippers, WBEC News.
Weather a little cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s, and then tonight gradually becoming clear, low in the upper 50s, sunny on Tuesday, tomorrow's high again in the mid-70s, and cooler near the lake. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.